All right, good morning. We are learning Masechet Tzvachim. Today's daf is daf Yud. We're going to learn today about a very important topic, the topic of Pigel. We'll see as we get through Masechet Tzvachim. Pigel's a big deal. Pigel means that if during the major acts of service, as we've seen many times, the major acts of service are the slaughtering, the catching of the blood, the walking of the blood, the throwing of the blood. There was intent to feed people or the altar after the time. So in other words, at the act of slaughtering, the Kohen was intending, I'm going to slaughter now, but I'm going to throw the blood in 2 weeks. That's already too late. Then that disqualifies the sacrifice, and eating that sacrifice would then be punished with the terrible punishment of karet, of the soul being cut off. If during the act of slaughter there was an intent to throw the blood not outside of the right time, but outside of the right place, then that does not create a status of pigel. But it would also disqualify the sacrifice, but it wouldn't be as prohibited as pigel. So now, Itmar we learned. Our topic has not been about intents of throwing the blood at the wrong time or the wrong place. We'll get to that a lot throughout Kachim. Our topic has been slaughtering an animal with the wrong sanctification. So the animal is a chatat. But instead of thinking chatas, the Kohen is thinking ola, or he's thinking shlamim. Or a pesach, and instead of thinking pesach, he's thinking shlamim, or he's thinking toda, or something else. So itmar we learned. What about if shachta lishma, but lizrok dama shalo lishma? What about if the act of slaughtering didn't have any thoughts, but he's thinking while slaughtering that he's intending to do the throwing of the blood for some other carbon? So he has a chatas. When he's slaughtering his chatas, he's thinking, I'm slaughtering this chat, I'm slaughtering, without thinking about what this thing is, to throw this blood as ola. To throw this blood as ola. So what happens then? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says that that makes the sacrifice disqualified. Rish Lakish Amar Ksheir, Rish Lakish says the sacrifice is still kosher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Rabbi Yochanan says it makes it disqualified because Machashvin Me'avoda La'avoda V'Alfinan Mi'machshev Es Pigel. We can think the thoughts that happen during one act of service about another act of service are linked to each other, and the same way in regards to Pigel. When thinking that I'm going to throw the blood at the wrong time, even though I'm thinking that during the slaughtering, that makes the whole animal pigel. So too, there is a disqualification of shelo lishma, the wrong consecration. So if, even though it's from one service to another, it also brings that disqualification into play. Just like pigel, the disqualification is brought into play, even though it's from one service to the other. So to shelo lishma could be from one service to the other. That's the view of Rabbi Yochanan. However, Rish Lakish Amar Ksheira. Rish Lakish says, no, it's kosher. Why? Because ein machashvin me'avoda la'avoda. When we learned in our Mishnah that if the intent was for the wrong consecration, in Chatas and Pesach it becomes disqualified. That's when the slaughtering was for the wrong consecration, when the catching of the blood was for the wrong consecration. But not that the slaughtering was about the wrong consecration of catching of the blood. It wasn't that one service, a thought about a different service during this service would create a problem. We never learned such a thing that you could think from one thought to the next. You'll say, let's derive from pigel. V'lo yalfinan mimachshev es pigel. We cannot derive from the thoughts that create the status of pigel. Now Rashi here explains the reason why is that when you have a thought of the wrong consecration, so that thought disqualifies. If a service act was done with the thought of the wrong consecration, that disqualifies. So this service act, slaughtering, wasn't done with the wrong thoughts. It was done blank. It was just that the thought was that the throwing of the blood would be for some other consecration. So that doesn't disqualify. I in Pigel, when I slaughter with the intent to throw the blood at the wrong time, that disqualifies. That's not that a disqualified later service is going to move into this service. That's not what's going on. What's going on is that part of offering a sacrifice has to be the intent to feed person or God at the right time. So here, the thought is to feed God at the wrong time, thinking that he's going to throw the blood at the wrong time. So that disqualifies the sacrifice. The truth is, he could even be thinking that I'm going to throw the pieces that go into the fire at the wrong time, and that would be disqualified. Now, throwing pieces into a fire is not even an act of service, because you get the atonement when you throw the blood onto the altar. So it's not a matter that a disqualified later service, when I'm thinking about it now, will disqualify this service now. That's not what's going on in Pigel. What's going on in Pigel is that thoughts of feeding at the wrong time create a disqualification. So that makes this slaughtering wrong. It's not that I'm thinking from this thought to another. But in Shalol Lishma, I'm saying that the Shalol Lishma, the thought of a Zrika, Shalol Lishma, will disqualify a Shechita Shalol Lishma that we never saw. We never have such a source that you can think from thought to thought. So, from service to service. So, we're now saying, can you think from one service to another service and thereby disqualify this service? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't, because it's like Pigel. According to Reish Lakish, that's not understanding Pigel correctly, and therefore there is no source that you can think from this service to another service to disqualify this service. Now, this question is not only in regards to Shalol Lishma and Pigel, it also exists in regards to idol worship. Va'azdu v'tzamayu. This argument, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is consistent with what they say in regards to idol worship. Did we learn? Ha'shochet es ha'behema. What happens if somebody slaughters an animal with the intent, the slaughtering was blank, but the intent was that the throwing of the blood will be for an idol, or that the pieces of it will be offered up in front of an idol? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser. Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, now this entire animal, you can't get benefit from it. It becomes an idol worship animal. Because Machasvin Me'avoda La'avoda. A thought about one service, even though it's about a different service, right? While I'm doing this service, I'm thinking about another service, can create a disqualification. Why? Yalfinan chutz mipnim. We derive the problems of sacrifices that are done outside of the temple. Namely, we derive the issue, idol worship is not in the temple. So we derive issues that are outside of the temple, idol worship, from issues that are in the temple. Pigel. However, Reish Lakish says, no, if when you did your act of slaughtering of an animal, it was blank thoughts, but the thoughts was that the throwing of the blood or the offering of the insides would be for an idol, Ruteres, it doesn't become an idol-worshipped animal. It doesn't become prohibited. Ein machashim me'avoda la'avoda. A thought about throwing blood or throwing an item into the fire is not going to be able to impact the act of slaughter. The act of slaughter was a blank act of slaughter. So the act of slaughter is still okay. It doesn't become yet idol worship. And we don't say that a thought about a different service can impact this service. What about Pigel? In Pigel, we do say that a thought of a different service will impact this service. It's when you're slaughtering and thinking to throw the blood at the wrong time, it impacts the slaughter. There it's different, because lo yalfin and chutz mipnim, you can't derive avodah zara from kachim. You can't learn to idolatry from the laws of sacrifices. Sacrifices are in the holy temple. Idolatry is outside of the temple. So you can't say that what is true about the laws of the holy temple will be true about things that don't have to do with the temple. Idolatry has nothing to do with the temple. It's from the outside. So right. You can't derive the outside from the inside. That's the view of Reish Lakish.
So who would have the wrong thought, Rabbi? The guy who's slaughtering the sheik?
Yeah.
Or the guy who brings the animal?
No, the guy who's slaughtering. That's our discussion now. He's not thinking about slaughtering. He's thinking about a different service.
I know, but he's the only one that he knows that he has a wrong thought in his head.
So no, he says it.
Oh, he said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, why do we have to have this argument both in regards to idolatry as well as in regards to thinking the wrong consecration in a sacrifice. So, Iyashminan Baha, if I would have only told you in regards to that we have such a fight in regards to idolatry, I would say, Baha, I'm a Rish Lakish. Here's where Rish Lakish says that a thought about throwing the blood is not going to make the whole animal idolatrous, because you can't derive outside from inside. Avul pnimi pnim, but when it's inside from inside, in other words, when it's inside from inside, when we're talking about a wrong consecration thought, which we're trying to derive from pigle, from a thought of throwing the blood outside of the right time, then I would say he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. You can derive one service from one thing from the next. You can derive inside from inside. And therefore I would say that a negative thought about the throwing of the blood, even though it's happening at the time of the slaughter, will disqualify the animal with the disqualification of Shalol Lishma. And if we would have the argument only in regards to the issue of Shalol Lishma, I would say, this is where Rabbi Yochanan says that you derive from pigul, that the whole thing becomes disqualified, even though it's during the act of slaughter that he's thinking about the act of throwing, it becomes disqualified because you derive from pigul. But in regards to idolatry, which is so different, because idolatry has nothing to do with the temple. Maybe in idolatry, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish, that you don't derive outside from inside. So Tzrichi, that's what I have to tell you, both arguments. Okay.
Why they don't not say anything Chutzman
Kumo? We'll get to that very soon. Okay. So now again, we have a big argument here. Our Mishnah is talking about the disqualification of Shalol Lishma, of the wrong consecration. We have an argument. The Mishnah talks about a guy who's slaughtering, and it's supposed to slaughter it as a chatas, he's slaughtering it as an ola. What about if he's slaughtering it as a chatas, but at the time of slaughtering it as a chatas, he's thinking to throw it as an ola? So what happens then? So that's an argument. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it becomes disqualified. According to Reish Lakish, it doesn't become disqualified. So now, proofs. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from the land of Israel, Amar, he said like this, Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah L'Siyuli Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah has a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Elah has a proof L'Siyuli Reish Lakish, has a proof to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiyah L'Siyuli Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yirmiyah brought a proof that Rabbi Yochanan is right, that a thought from one service to another does disqualify that we learn from Pigul. Because he says like this, Umah b'makum sha'am, think about this, Umah b'makum shim amar, Hareini shochit chutz l'zman ashu kasher. And if in a place where he says, I'm slaughtering chutz l'zmano, I'm slaughtering with the intent that this act of slaughter will start now, right? He starts the slaughter, he says, now I'm slaughtering, and my intention is that the end of the slaughtering is going to be 3 days from now. The end of the slaughtering is going to be outside of the right time. So if he does that, shukashim. The animal is still kasha. Yet, that's not pigle yet. Shchatu amanas lizrok damo chutz lizmana. But if when he's slaughtering, he's thinking, I'm slaughtering now with the intent to throw the blood 3 days from now, then pasul becomes pigle. So you see that the thought, okay, that's the halacha. So now, makum shimamarini shochet shelo lishmo, but let's say that's in regards to the disqualification of the wrong time. Now let's go to the disqualification of the wrong sanctity. If he begins the slaughtering saying, I'm slaughtering a chatas now, but my intent is that by the end of my slaughtering, it's going to be a slaughtering of an ola, then it's pasul. That would disqualify. Slaughtering of an ola of on a chatas is disqualified. So if it's pasul within the slaughtering, so shchato amanas lizrok damo shelo lishmo, so then slaughtering with the intent to throw the blood for Ola, when it's really a chatas, you know, didn't she apostle? Certainly that should disqualify. So that was his logic.
Pasul and pigul the same?
No, very different. Very different. But here we're saying that the machshav of Shalol Lishma, which makes a chatas and a Pesach pasul, should even be from service to service. Just like pigul is from service to service, it should be from service to service.
Yeah, like pigul could be, because it says a bunch of the Kohen, I guess that's specifically for this situation, but pigul is for anyone that is slaughtered, correct? It's not just for a Kohen.
Once the animal becomes pigul, no one's allowed to eat it, correct?
So the actual wrong thoughts for the person slaughtering the animal is for anyone slaughtering the animal, not just a Kohen.
The other options.
Well, we'll see when we get to the issues of Pigel, because it's about the act of throwing the blood. Only the Kohen can do that. A non-Kohen can't do that. Maskifla Rava Bar Ahiloi. So Rava Bar Ahiloi challenged this proof. Malo Chutz Lizmano. What are you saying? You're saying if a thought of Chutz Lizmano can't create a problem when it's in the Shechita, but it will create a problem of the Shechit. It'll disqualify the Shechita when it's about the Zrika. So certainly a thought of Chutz of Shelo Lishma, which does create a problem in the Shechita, would create a problem if it's about the Zrika. That was the argument. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Eli said, no, I can tell you there's a difference. Ma'ala Chutz Lizmano Shekein Kari. So the thought of Chutz Lizmano has a very severe aspect to it. It makes the animal pigle, and once the animal is pigle, there's an obligation of kares if a person eats from it. So since it has that severity, maybe it also exists from service to service. But the thought of shelo lishma is just going to disqualify this chatas. It's not going to create any kares issues. So if it's not going to create kares issues, maybe it can't go from service to service. Ela amar Rava Bar Ahiloi. So Rava Bar Ahiloi said, you're right. Hachi Kamar, the proof of Rabbi Yirmiyahu was something different. This is what Izzy brought up. If a guy starts an act of slaughter, and he says, by the end of my act of slaughter, my intention is going to be to slaughter it outside of the temple. So, not outside of the time, just outside of the place. Shu kasha, but the animal's still going to be kasha. But if when doing the act of slaughter, his intention is I'm going to throw the blood outside of the temple, then pasul, then the animal is pasul, even though there's no kares in eating it. So if that's true about the thought of outside of place, within slaughtering doesn't ruin it, but outside of place while slaughtering, in regards to throwing, will ruin it. So, makom shem amar ini shochet shelo lishmo shu pasul. Now let's go to the disqualification of the wrong sanctification. If it's about the wrong sanctification within the act of slaughter, it certainly disqualifies it. So, shachtu amanas lizrok damo. So, therefore, certainly, if while during slaughtering you're thinking to throw the blood for the wrong motivation, shelo lishmo, eno din shei pasul, certainly it should disqualify it. Maskefler of Ashi. So, if Ashi challenged that proof. But the thoughts of doing things outside of the place, that's a disqualification that applies to all sacrifices. So that makes it strict. So therefore, since it's strict, even a thought about the throwing of the blood while doing the shechita can disqualify it. But how do you compare that to the thought of for the wrong consecration? That's only disqualification in Pesach and in Chatas. So maybe there it doesn't work from service to service. Therefore, Rav Ashi said a third possibility. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyahu really said. If a guy is slaughtering and he says, I'm slaughtering now with the intent. Hareni shochet l'shem ploni. I'm slaughtering now, even though it's Reuven's chatas. I'm slaughtering for Shimon. So it's still kosher. It's still kosher, right? Even though we've learned that there's a problem of shinui bailam, of deviating owners. That's deviating the act of deviating the zrika, deviating the throwing of the blood, and instead of intending for the rightful owner, for a different person. But if I sheft, and I say I'm shefting for the wrong guy, it's kosher. Whereas if I sheft lizrok damo l'shem ploni, if I sheft with the intention to throw the blood for the wrong person, then it becomes pasul. So, in regards to shinui bialim, a thought about zrika during Shechita will disqualify Makom Shem Amar. Hareini Shochet Shelo Lishmo Shu Pasul. So the thought of the wrong consecration, if I think the Shechita for Ola, that ruins it. So certainly Shechachto Amanas Lizrokto Amo Shelo Lishmo Nedin Shei Pasul. So certainly if I'm thinking in slaughtering to throw the blood for the wrong consecration, it should certainly disqualify. So that was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's proof.
But where does other place mean?
Outside the temple.
Outside?
Yeah.
Of course it's, you know...
What so, of course. These are only thoughts. Not that he did it, he had a thought.
Still, he was doing the shechting on the
Mizbeach. The Shechita was in the temple, thinking, I'm going to go do stuff outside. Reb Ila, the Reish Lakish. Reb Ila brought a proof to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, remember, is the one who thinks that a different act of a thought about throwing the blood during the slaughtering will not make any problems. So what was the proof? It was like this. Now, you could have said, Lo te'amar bezrika. Why does the Torah have to say that the throwing of the blood has to be for the sake of the chatas, or for the sake of the Pesach, and you can't throw it for some other carbon? I could just figure it out from the fact that catching the blood and the slaughtering have to be lishma. And I'll say, if they have to be lishma, certainly this week has to be lishma. So why does the Torah have to write again that this week has to be lishma? Has to be for the right sake. It's to say, it has to be for the right sake. And even if the wrong sake was about a different act of service, that would disqualify this act of service. Ask a flare of Papa. Rav Papa said to Rav Ila, he didn't think it was such a proof. The Dilma. I'm sorry. Right? Why was it repeated? Why was it repeated that Zrika has to be Lishma? The Zrika has to be Lishma, but not that the Shechita can't have Zrika Shalom Lishma. Right? The thoughts that disqualify have to be in this act of service, not that from some other act of service. Maskel Rav Papa said, maybe that's the exact opposite. Maybe the point of repeating that Zrik has to be for the sake of this sanctity is to say Zrik has to be for the sake of this sanctity, and even from another service, it would disqualify that other service. So the Gemara says, no, in Kendish took crummy, no, the Pasuk should have just left it out. And I could figure out that Zrik has to be for the right act of service, and that you would think from service to service from the Kavachomer of Rav Ashi. So he said, if Shechita and Kabbalah have to be Lishma, certainly Zrika has to be Lishma. So the fact that they have to also be a verse saying Zrika has to be Lishma is to say only the Zrika has to be Lishma, but not from one service to another.
What are they saying? Are they saying that there's a special pasuk by Shechita and Zrika? Is that what they're
saying? Yeah, special pasuk for Shechita, for Kabbalah, for Halacha, and for Zrika.
So back to that, sorry.
Now, V'idach, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan thinks that there is a problem with Mechashmi Avod and Lishma. Don't we have a special pasuk? So we don't have a special pasuk. Why do you think you have a special pasuk? You say we don't need it because we can derive it from Shechita and Kabbalah. He'll tell you no. The Parech Acha, he can say, I can tell you why you can't learn it from Shechita and Kabbalah. Malahadach shekein tunos tzfatham. The Shechita and the Kabbalah are happening in the northern part of the Azara, whereas the Zrika is happening on the Mizbeach. So maybe Zrika doesn't have the same law. Also, Yeshem Echatos Apnimios, the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, where the blood goes into the Kodesh and gets onto the Paroches, also have a Shechita. They also have Kabbalah, but they don't have a throwing on the Mizbeach. So therefore, maybe throwing on the Mizbeach doesn't need to be Lishma. So I need the Pasuk just to tell me that the throwing has to be Lishma. The Idach Odeb Ila tell you back. No, but Hashtamia Lishlamim Kayamim. But we know that you have to be Lishma in regards to a shlamim. And there, in a shlamim, you can't say, oh, the Shechita and the Kabbalah are stricter than the Zrika. Because the Shechita and the Kabbalah are not more universal in shlamims than other types than the Zrika. Zrika applies to all shlamim. Okay, itma we learned. Shchata l'shma. Let's say it was slaughtered for the right consecration. Lizruk dama shalol lishma, but the intent during the slaughtering was to throw the blood for some other carbon, to throw it as an ola. Rav Nachman, Amar Psula, Rav Nachman says it's pasul like Rabbi Yochanan, he derives from pigle. Rabba Amar Ksheir, Rabba says it's kosher like Rabbi Shlakish, he doesn't derive from pigle, and he has a special pasuk to say you don't go from service to service. For Hader Bei Rabba Lagabir Rav Nachman, Rabba eventually changed his mind. He agreed to Reb Nachman. He agreed to the view that from service to service does create a disqualification. Mikal v'chomer de Rav Ashi, based on the logic of Rav Ashi, namely that if a thought about the wrong owner would create a problem from service to service, because that's the nature of the thought about wrong owner, that it's only about the throwing of the blood, so certainly the thought of the wrong consecration should create a problem from service to service, because the wrong consecration thoughts are more universal than the wrong owner thoughts. Therefore, they certainly should create a problem from service to service. So now we're going to move into Asha. We learned in the Mishnah said that the thought of the wrong consecration means that the animal won't work for the one bringing it, but it won't disqualify the sacrifice. In Pesach and Chatas, it does disqualify the sacrifice. Rebbe Elazar Omer Af Asham. Even in Asham, it disqualifies the sacrifice. Tanya Willendin Abraisa. Amr Rebbe Elazar says, Chatas Baal Chet. The Chatas comes for an act of sin. Asham Baal Chet. And Asham comes for a sin. Let's say a guy swore that he's not watching something when he really was watching something. So ma chatas shlo lishma psula. So just like a chatas for the wrong consecration becomes disqualified, af asham shlo lishma psula. So to asham for the wrong consecration becomes disqualified. Amal Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said back to Belezer, lo, it's not really comparable. If you say regards to a chatas that it becomes disqualified, shekein zama lamala. On the Mizbeach, there was a red strap around the middle. The blood of the chatas is put above that red strap, whereas the asham is beneath the strap. So maybe the chatas is of greater holiness. That's why it has a disqualification. Shelo lishmo. Amar Belezer said back, no. Pesach yochiach, the carbon Pesach, also the blood is beneath the strap. Tamu lamato, nevertheless, chatas shelo lishmo pasul. If it was slaughtered for the wrong consecration, it's pasul. So too in asham, for the wrong consecration, it's pasul. Amal Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Belezer, Pesach's not approved. Mala Pesach shekin zman kavua. Pesach is only once a year. So since it's only once a year, that's why there's a stringency that it has to be lishmo. Asham can be any time. Amal Rabbi Elazar said back, yeah, but chatas tochiyah. Chatas also can be any time. Amal Rabbi Yeshua said back, chosreni chalila. Yeah, but I've already told you, I don't think you can learn from chatas, because chatas, the blood is above the strap, whereas asham, the blood is beneath the strap. So, therefore, chatas has this stringency, therefore it also has the stringency that it has to be lishma. Chazer belezer v'dano din achas. So belezer says, okay, I have a different source that an asham has to be done lishma. It has to be done for the sake of asham. It can't be done for the sake of another sacrifice. Chatas ne'amar ba chatasi. Right, the source in chatas that it has to be lishmas, because it says it is a chatas. And that was that verse, the word he is b'shchitas in regards to the act of slaughtering of a chatas, the chatas of the king. So he lishma kishera, implying that if it's this one has to be lishma to be kasher, shalo lishma, if it's not slaughtered as a chatas, it's psula. Pesach, the verse says, Pesach hu, also in regards to the zvicha, in regards to the slaughtering. Saying that hu lishmo kasher, if it was slaughtered as a Pesach, it's kasher. Shelo lishmo pasul, if it was slaughtered not as a Pesach, it's pasul. So af asham ne'amar bo, asham also has the same thing. In asham, it says asham hu, to say hu lishmo kasher. If it was done as an asham, it's kasher. Shelo lishmo, it's pasul. But if it wasn't done as an asham, if it was done as something else, it becomes disqualified. Amalu Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Belezer, maybe not. Chatas ne'abar bahi b'shchita. Since in the chatas, the verse he, it, is in regards to the slaughtering, it means he lishmak sheira shalo lishmak psul. It means it has to be its sake, not for some other sake. Pesach ne'abar bahu b'zvicha. In Pesach, it also says the word who in regards to the shchita, saying hu lishmo kasher, it has to be for its sake. That's when it's kasher, shalo lishmo. If it wasn't for its sake, it's pasul. Aval asham, but in regards to asham, lo ne'amar bohu, in regards to the shechita. It says, hu, elal achar aktar asemun. After the pieces of the insides are burnt, it says, hu. Now, hu atmosh lo uktu emur of kshera. Any carbon that the insides aren't burnt is still kosher, because it's the blood that creates the sanctity. So how could you say that the word hu, which is said about something which is really an added add-on, that's going to tell me that every service has to be totally lishma? So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua rejects this source, that the source for Asham being Lishma is from the word who in regards to Asham. So we have to have now a third possibility. What's Rabbi Elazar's source? Amar lo Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, I'll tell you why I say that an Asham slaughtered for the wrong intent becomes disqualified. like a chatas. Hareyoma, the verse says explicitly, kachatas ka asham Torah achas lehem, like the chatas and the asham, they have a single Torah. So the Torah is linking chatas to asham. Therefore, ma chatas shlo lishmo pasul, just like chatas slaughtered for the wrong sanctity is disqualified. Af asham shlo lishmo pasul, that's why I know that asham also slaughtered for the wrong sanctity is disqualified. And you can't ask a question, oh, this reason or that logical reason. It's a hekesh. It's a pasuk. The pasuk's linking the two. So that is the source. Amar Mar, we learned in this price. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Lezer, Chosveni Chalila, you want to derive chat, you want to derive asham from chatas. I'll tell you, you can't derive asham from chatas because chatas is lamal michuta sikra. You want to derive asham from Pesach? You can't derive asham from Pesach. Pesach is only once a year. One second. What do you mean you can't derive for these two reasons? That's the typical situation where we say if one thing has one aspect and the other thing has another aspect, but these are different aspects, then we look for the common denominator. So we should just look for the common denominator. Right? The common denominator is it's a car, but it can't be shalol lishma. Asham can't be shalol lishma. So Gemara says, no, Mishum de'ikul ha'mifrach, what it really meant is that even on the terms of a common denominator, you couldn't derive from Pesach and Chatas to Asham. I can tell like this, Malat Tzad Ashav Shebehenshken, Yesh Ben Tzad Kares. Pesach has an element of Kares. If a person doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, he's Chayiv Kares. Chatas has an element of Kares. You only bring a Chatas for a sin that were it done on purpose, you would get Kares. So things that have an element of kares maybe have a law that it has to be lishma, it has to be for their right sanctity. But asham is not about kares. Asham is a false oath. So then you wouldn't have to be only lishma. I'm a Lord of Yeshua. So Yeshua said back, lo, no, imam ayta b'chatas, shekein tam alamala. Right, the Brayis said, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer, you can't say if chatas has to be for its sake. So to asham has to be for its sake, because no, chatas maybe is stricter, because its blood is thrown on the top part of the altar. V'lei malei, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say another thing? Lo, imamarta b'chatas, ken nifnas damal lefnai v'lefnim. Chatas has to be for its sake, because sometimes the blood of the chatas gets into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the power of Yom Kippur. The code of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, no. But Chatos Chitzonis Kamer. He wanted to bring a proof from those karbanos that are outside of the holiest of holies. That's why he doesn't quote that point. So now the Gemara says, still, Rabbi Yeshua could have said, She'im nichnas dama, that if you can't derive, he should have said, you couldn't derive asham from Chatos, because if the blood of the Chatos would come, lifnim, would be brought into the temple, psula, it becomes pasul by bringing it inside. Whereas asham not. Amarle isle, the Rebbe Lazarus, the Gemara says Rebbe Lazarus actually holds afa asham, that asham blood that goes into the temple also becomes disqualified. So Gemara says, still Rebbe Yeshua could have said something else. Shekeim ha-chaperes al chayve krisus. Chatos has to be lishma because it atones for a sin of kares. So Gemara says, well, mechatos tishmi esakol. Point is, sometimes the chatas doesn't have kares. Let's say it's the chatas ola v'yorid, the sliding scale chatas, for the false witness issues. So even though there is no kares, it creates atonement. Well, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say chatas can't teach you to asham because chatas tuna arba matanos? Our chatas, the blood is put four times on the altar. Answer the Gemara, but Lazar holds like Rabbi Yishmael, damar holds kol adam tuna arba matanos, that all karbanos, their bloods, are placed four times on the altar. One second, but Chatas is shekein tun al arba kranos. It has to be on the four corners. Whereas the asham doesn't have to be placed on the four corners. Felitameh, so one second, according to your logic, why does Rabbi Yeshua only ask from the blood being on the fact that it's higher? Ha'ika etzba, there's another point. The chatas, the blood is put with the finger. Ha'ika keren, that's the point that you just said now, it has to be on the corner itself. Ha'ika chuda, it has to be on the edge of the corner. Ella, the truth is, he could have asked those things, but Chad mitreit last time enough yet. He asked one question. He could have asked two or three other questions also. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakos Yisrael, lefichach hiv lehem Torah, mitzvah shenemar, Adonai chafetz zeman tzidkoh, yagdil terav yadir. Amen.